Well, a brand new week. How you guys feeling? Fresh face, ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great,
good.
Just,
okay.
Ready.
Okay.
Just seize the day.
Let's get after it.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
So a dude was driving his car down the road and he managed to rear-end a police officer at a red light in Palm Bay Beach, which... You know, is bad.
My guess is he wasn't texting. He wasn't. He didn't have a cheeseburger fall into his lap. Was he drinking?
He was drinking. 32 years old, Daniel Noriega, slurring his speech, smelled of booze, had bloodshot eyes. His face was red. He seemed confused, according to records. Officers say they found a 16-ounce can of natural ice sitting on the floor in front of the driver's seat. In front of the driver's seat, really? Okay. He refused to submit to a field sobriety test or breathalyzer, claimed he didn't understand his rights, according to the affidavit. Records show he also peed on himself while being arrested. Makes it a lot more embarrassing, doesn't it?
I feel the old Gordie Howe hat trick. Hitting a car, drinking a natty ice, and peeing yourself all on a Friday night.
Actually, this was a Tuesday at 8:20 p.m.
Tuesday
at 8:20 p.m. Not even that late.
Who's going up on a Tuesday?
Thankfully, there were no injuries in the crash, and the officer's vehicle wasn't even damaged. So it's not like he came barreling into the guy at 85. He just sort of bloop.
Tapped.
Yep.
A little tap-a-roo.
The old Dewey. So he's got one now.
Yeah, so see you never.
Yep. Some good news today as well. Brittany Memory of North Carolina said her little Yorkshire Terrier, Penny, gave her a warning something was wrong, and then she sat straight up in bed. This is just last week whenever that hurt, or the when the tornado blew through town.
Scary
and
as hell.
I don't know if you guys even really saw the after effects of that, because there's been so much going on with all the snowstorms in Texas and everything else. Well, the power had just gone out. It was storming outside, and her dog was alerting her that there was something else that was an issue. Within seconds, she said the so-called train sound was just outside of her bedroom. Didn't have time to concentrate on anything but protecting her son. The EF3 tornado
ripped a big boy.
Homes off foundations and knocked over 18-wheelers.
My God.
The powerful twister lifted everything in her house and blew mirrors off the walls. The ferocious winds also sucked her dog Penny, her little Yorkshire Terrier.
Is that what your dog is, Blue?
Yeah, he
is. Little Yorkie?
Yes.
Sucked the dog out of the house. He's gone.
Why are we telling the story that this is horrible?
Well, this is the good news.
Did he like get transported to Oz? Is he a, you know?
No,
like...
she got a new dog. Isn't that great? I'm kidding. Penny eventually found her way back home a few hours later. She said she was shivering, a bit traumatized, and otherwise unharmed. She'd had a little bit of glass stuck to her, but everything looks just fine. So they took her to the vet. And
she probably
Penny's
came back
be great.
Looking like a shacker. Like after a night out, a bad drink, and she just stumbles back home in her heels from the night before.
She shows up looking like...
in some gym shorts.
32-year-old Daniel drunk on natty ice, peeing himself. But Penny is just fine. That's the good news.
That is good news.
Yeah, so no word on exactly what happened after the dog got sucked out of the house or where it went or anything else.
These are questions we do not want to know the answers to, Dave.
No.
That dog
will.
Has seen some stuff.
Seen some stuff, man.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a lot of people geeking out about the Mars exploration that's going on with the rover and the little
helicopter. You were talking trash when it happened. Like literally, like the moment after it happened, you were like, oh, it was stupid.
Oh, no, I still think it's stupid. Well, I don't care at all.
We are launching a damn helicopter.
I don't
care. In outer space.
That's
a space helicopter.
Fine.
Are we, though?
That's less impressive than a spaceship. Or a space rocket or an international space station.
A spaceship.
It's just a helicopter.
The helicopter to another planet. And we flew that bitch on that planet.
Although it did kind of mess me up. This weekend I was talking to my wife about it. You know, all these pictures are coming out. And, you know, you see the landscape up there for the first time. And she's like, what if they discovered... like a whole former human race had lived there. And there's bones and everything else.
I don't want to know.
Wouldn't that be... how much would that mess us up if there was like a whole planet?
They wouldn't tell us.
Nope, find out after I perish.
They wouldn't tell us?
Not initially. Hmm. You think we can handle that? Like, we can't, like, think about the stuff that's going on, like the stupid stuff in the world that we can't handle
now. I feel like
COVID.
We can't handle masks.
Yes,
No, I know. But it's strange how people are, though, right? Like, I feel like we've handled that just fine. But then somebody stops at a yellow light and I just lose my ass.
I'm tired of xenophobia and racism. I don't need another form of for aliens.
You're thinking about this wrong. If we all collectively have someone to hate other than ourselves, it's much better.
But why
would
we
hate?
Yeah,
I'm down for hating on aliens.
But what if they're great?
How do we know that?
What have they done for me? They haven't been great.
Well, they're just probing your butt left and right.
They have to do something for you for them to be great?
Which is nice, by the way, if you're willing to do all that.
Fine, whatever. Yeah, but, I mean, like, I feel like that's all they do. That's the only thing that they have done for Earth is probe.
They set trends here, you know? I mean, it started in, like, we started hearing these stories in the 70s, and, you know, you fast forward 40, 50 years, and now it's all the rage on the dating sites.
So the tech industry is looking to replace smartphones. What? They've dropped for two calendar years for the first time. Smartphones are old news. The tech industry's next bet is a series of technologies usually called augmented reality or mixed reality. Vision usually involves some kind of computer worn in front of the user's eyes. We've seen them try this with the Google Glass and the
Snapchat glasses.
The Alexa glasses.
No.
It's just totally unnecessary.
You want to know why smartphone sales have gone down? Because literally everybody has one. And now the cost of a new phone is like the cost of a new computer.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. I don't replace my computer every year. I don't even replace my phone every cycle anymore. I used to be addicted to that, like where it's like, okay, here's the new design. I got to get it. Now I do not care.
Well,
like, it works.
It's not going to be any better, though, because there's been this recent information that's come out. Bloomberg suggested that Apple could release a headset as early as next year in 2022, could cost about $3,000.
Casual. Three grand.
They're not the only company. So it's Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Amazon. The idea of wearing Facebook glasses, like, could you imagine?
Where they're seeing literally everything that you do all day, every day? No, thank you.
And then what happens if you already have glasses? Do I have to put the glasses over my existing glasses?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's too many glasses.
I mean, because you'll already do that with your sunglasses.
Exactly.
Your sunglasses over your regular glasses, and now you have to wear, do you put your augmented reality glasses between your sunglasses and your regular glasses, or do they go over top of everything?
I'm going to enter into a whole new dimension if I start doing that. Like, seriously, three of them? No.
Or if light hits it just the right way, it may like form like a beam of light that just burns your retina.
Laser beams.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I will try it.
So I don't know if you guys saw this story. It's been floating around, but a delivery driver's car started sliding down an icy Texas driveway. When all this crazy storms were going on, she was worried that she's going to hit the client's house. She didn't hit the house, but did crush the flower bed outside of it. You know, no big deal, whatever sort of thing happens. This is outside of Austin.
Lawn care costs a lot of money.
No, sure it does. But, I mean, could have been the house, which thank you for not putting a giant hole in my house during a freezing winter storm. The homeowners decided to try to help her get out of the driveway. She's driving a RAV4, and they invited her in to wait for a tow truck inside. The bad weather persisted, though, a lot longer than any of them thought. 5 days later, she was still living with the couple.
She had to poop in front of strangers, Dave. Does that make you anxious?
Well, not in front. You have doors. They don't leave the doors
open.
That's the next part of the story. This house had no doors. And so she had to poop in front of them. And
sounds like a weird porno.
Well, did you see that people were having to actually boil down the snow that was outside on their stoves just to fill their tanks up with water
so they could flush?
Man.
She lives 3 hours away in Houston, and she would make weekly trips to Austin because the delivery market there pays more than in Houston, which is pretty unbelievable.
That is crazy.
So the couple said that they said you can just stay in touch with us, and we're now buddies and everything else. It's all over. The storm is done, but she was there for 5 days. Would you ever invite a stranger into your house to live for 5 days?
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, like, the power grid's failing. There's crazy-ass winter storms. And if they, like, I feel like you get a pretty good read. Like, you know if your driver's going to be good or not. Like, have you ever had the, like, your food delivery, and then you're like, this driver sucks, or this driver's awesome? Audrey, last week, when she had food delivered at 8 a.m., Grandma, who delivered her pizza at 8 a.m., was awesome. I'd invite her to stay with me, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Michelle, I love you. Actually, maybe I just want her to be my grandma. Can I sub in?
But, I mean, do you have to share the food then?
That's fine. I would have shared my pizza with Michelle.
Well, that's just, you know, takeout.
Yeah, but I
would have shared my
exact
bed with Michelle.
The exact right amount of takeout, which is another thing that tilts me, is this past weekend, I ordered food from Grubhub, and they just forgot two of the items. And then I called the restaurant, and they go, oh, yeah, it just didn't show up on our side. As you know, I got charged for all of it through Grubhub. But then, you know, Had to get in touch, and it was this big thing.
No.
I'm like,
I thought you hated Grubhub anyways.
I hate Uber Eats because they're terrible, and Grubhub, not much better now.
They're all awful, Dave.
You should just order
directly from the place, man.
It's just an extra step.
Out the door, like actual steps?
Or, you know, they don't have an app that's that where I can sit there and
have
track
your wife
it like
call.
A weirdo.
Oh, my gosh.
Teach your five-year-old how to call.
No, I want to track it like a weirdo. I want to see when Jerry's outside the gate.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
As a first-time caller, I am calling to let you know I grew up in the Metro New York area, New Jersey, to be exact. I grew up with WNEW in New York. That NEW format is a long time ago, long gone. Now, for the first time, replaced by another crew, Dave and Mahoney, and of course, Audrey. Love to listen to you guys. The Morning is the first station that has actually replaced NEW for me anyway, although I don't understand why Mahoney loves to scream. But I still like you guys.
Message deleted.
Well, if I don't scream, you're not going to hear me.
No, you have a microphone. Works great. Even when you talk quiet.
I don't think that's how that works. The louder you talk, the
more correct you are.
The more correct, yeah. Haven't we learned that in modern conversation? Yes. I mean, WNEW, legendary station.
Iconic, yeah.
Yeah. So being compared to that, that is probably the highest praise we've ever got, other than being called poor man's Howard Stern one time. So we also like that as a compliment as well.
Yeah, I mean, if I could just have the money that he forgets to cash, like the checks that he doesn't even take to the bank, that would be great.
Like just 1% of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be cool.
$100 million a year for doing 3 days a week. Wouldn't that be
Best
something?
Best gig in broadcasting.
Yep.
And I think he's doing it from home now, too.
Is he?
I think so.
I mean, that makes sense.
I was going to say best gig in broadcasting, especially because he is who he is. But I would say, honestly, and not everybody enjoys him, but because he gets to kind of do it from home, right? His Joe Rogan's podcast is like in his own like little offshoot in his home.
Rogan's got a pretty good gig, too.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of money to say whatever you want for a lot of hours and not really have to worry about it. I feel like he is the shock value that Stern once was.
No,
I don't think he does
like,
mushrooms for 4 hours.
Well, but that's
on
I don't
air.
Feel like it. There's no like baloney on strippers' asses.
Oh it's, yeah, different
it's
shock
different,
value.
It's different.
Yeah.
But
I don't feel like shock anything. Nothing can shock us anymore.
Maybe I'm using a wrong word, but still alarming to hear somebody speaking on mushrooms to Post Malone, who's also on mushrooms.
I don't
for
feel
four
like
hours.
I feel like that's just like
that's another day
normal.
In your life.
Okay. I feel like that's just kind of we've accepted that.
Hanging
as
out
a
with
society.
Your friends in the backyard. Yeah. There's just microphones there. The thing that got me about Howard Stern is, and I don't even know if this is true because I never saw it firsthand, but I'd heard a couple of different accounts of how Howard didn't want to be bothered in the morning, you know, when he would get to the radio station, even, you know, super early in the morning, call it, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning. He still didn't want to have to, like, you know, get out of his car, take the elevator, and then, you know, potentially run into people in the elevator.
Fair.
And so the story was that the limousine would pick him up at his house, drive him to downtown New York where the studios were, and there was a special elevator designed for his car to actually pull into, and the car would pull into the elevator, and that would go all the way up to the floor where his studio was, and then he would get right out, walk in, do his show, which he also had his own bathroom in his studio.
That's how you know you've really made
that's
it.
That's
when
how you
get
know you've
the,
really
when
made
you get the private bathroom. There's only a handful of broadcasters with the private bathroom.
The private elevator for his limo.
Yeah.
Followed by his private bathroom, but then he also had a private room. And after he was done with his show, he was tired because it was, you know, still early in the morning, but he'd been working for hours. And so he had this private nap room that no one, regardless of what the situation was, maybe with the exception of if the building was on fire, that he would get to walk down the hall to his private nap room and just sleep until he was ready to go. And then he'd get up and go back over to his waiting limousine on the 78th floor or whatever it was and take off for the day. Like, that seems
what a life.
Pretty awesome.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, the same schedule as Howard Stern, but you have to be as ugly as him. Would you guys do it?
Yes.
Sure.
He's really? Thin, man.
Howard's done fine for
shape.
Himself.
Yeah.
I don't
Money
think he's that good looking.
Gave him, he's not good beautiful looking. Curls. His curls have evolved.
He's got all of his hair.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars. Beth O's hot. Yeah, man.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in better shape than all of us.
He does look like a bird, but other than that, yeah, sure.
Yeah, kind of methed out Big Bird.
Yes.
That's how I always looked at
him. Please leave a message after the tone.
Have you guys ever gone somewhere and chose like a 3 on the spicy scale, but then realized their 3 is your 50?
Message
no,
deleted.
No, that's not what happens. It's usually I pick a 9 or a 10, and they're like, this dude can't handle that. So we give them the less spicy version, where I want the hot. Same with my wife. Like, we want hot-ass food.
No. Like, I don't like it to hurt.
I don't like it to hurt. Oh, I want flavor. I don't want to have my taste buds burnt off.
Yeah, and I also don't want the, you know, the after effects. Of the
I've been eating nothing but, you know, down there. Trader Joe's has these new crunchy... jalapeno or habanero crisps, which I've been putting on literally everything. Fish, into my lentils, eat them just straight. And like, then I put ghost chili powder on everything as well. And it's like, if it doesn't hurt, like, I don't think I enjoy the meal anymore.
What? Like, so literally, all of your food just tastes like habanero.
I feel like there's some weird sex thing going on here, too.
No sex thing going
on. It's got to hurt for me to feel alive.
Hey, man, like, it just has a lot of flavor. And, like, when you get the burn in your mouth, you guys don't like the burn? Like,
no,
I love...
I want to be able to taste the actual thing that I'm cooking.
No, you still taste it.
No,
it just accents it.
Not whenever it gets that hot.
Yeah, man, it ruins it. It overdoes it. I like hot wings, but I don't like them so hot where... It's distracting from how delicious the wings are.
If there's a bad flavor with it, you know. I mean, if you take something that has really good flavor, like a smoked ghost chili pepper, which gives a nice smoky flavor to things, or those crisp habaneros, which gives a nice texture to things as well. I'm all in on that.
Certain things require certain heat levels. I think that I would enjoy probably Mahoney like a spicier, I don't know, like Thai food or something, like something that has a lot of heat. Like whenever it comes to that, or maybe like. Chinese food, but whenever I'm eating like something that's salmon, I don't want like that to blow
spicy
my
salmon sounds like the worst thing
mouth
ever.
Off.
Really? That sounds like a sushi roll that we've all ordered at some point. Like a spicy salmon roll.
That's I like mine like with just like yum yum sauce. Okay. Yeah, just like dunked and smothered and whatever. It's just mayonnaise, right?
Yeah, but it's just orange mayonnaise.
That's
just
the whitest thing I've ever seen.
I'll just drink it straight.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Man, I called the IRS, you know, trying to do my due diligence after like 15 years and and I'm on wait forever. And then once this guy answers the phone, I hear this guy say, hey, Alexa, play. My Alexa just went off.
Message deleted.
Hate it when that happens.
So you're working from home too,
did
man.
Did you not pay your taxes for 15 years, man?
Also,
and did you just admit that to us on the radio?
Who says that when they're on hold, I was on wait? What the hell's wrong with you, Ivan?
He's pretty high, probably.
Well, don't call the IRS when you're high.
First of all.
Yeah.
That wasn't the IRS. We all know that. Come on. He called me. It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Do you guys feel that you're at the point of social media exhaustion?
Yes.
That you cannot handle anymore. I mean, Audrey, you have become a big TikTok fan as of late.
But I don't post. I view. I scroll.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, do you feel like you have room in your life for another social media?
Absolutely not.
Network. Okay. Well, because Clubhouse is all of the rage right now, and it's, you know, it hasn't even been around for a year yet. It's 11 months old. And their whole thing is that it's invite only, and they have this exclusive status. And people are now selling the invites to Clubhouse on eBay.
Who wants, I mean, here's the thing. It's another way that we are going to just find a way to hate people who we know. I don't need more ways to dislike people I already know. Right?
So what is sure. Clubhouse, though? So because I got an invite, but I haven't deep dived into it yet. So I'm kind of confused.
It's only available for iPhone users. And it's, the whole thing is that it has unrecorded conversations, and it's proven to be popular globally. And so much so that it's now banned in China. So it's being used basically for communication and organizing by a lot of people, and that's why the Chinese government doesn't like it. So the chats take place in different rooms. They take place in real time and at all hours. Think of it like a voice-only platform. Like
it's a party line.
It's a conference call.
It's a party, yeah, or a conference
thousands
call.
Thousands of people weighing in. They haven't disclosed how many people use the app. It's been downloaded more than 8 million times, though, worldwide. So, again, I don't get it at all. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, opening an app and all of a sudden hearing a whole bunch of random people talking, but none of it's being recorded, and so you
can
say whatever you want.
Good thing about Twitter that is you don't have to listen to people.
Well, they added that feature on there, if you remember, the voice memo feature, and it came and went in like 2 weeks.
Everyone hated it. I don't even remember that. Like, thank goodness.
But, I mean, I feel like just open up a Zoom call and just have everyone off mute. Is that the same thing as Clubhouse?
Do you know what I think most people don't want to hear is everyone talking at the same time. That sounds terrible.
It does. It really does. That's why I watch.
That's why I watch cable news. I like hearing
people
talking.
You love them all yelling
over
each other. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I started talking over you right there.
I've got a fetish for it, Dave, and you don't even know.
That's great.
Isn't this
wonderful?
I'm aroused right now.
Check it out. More of this tomorrow this time. So the Dallas Mavs are doing something good for the community. Obviously, Dallas has been going through it like the rest of Texas. And the Mark Cuban, the owner of the team, and several of the team's players donated $1.25 million to the Dallas Mayor's Disaster Relief Fund because of what was going on with the weather.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, look, the Mavericks and Mark Cuban, regardless of how you feel about them as a team or even Mark Cuban as a person, they tend to do a lot of good stuff.
Who feels poorly about Mark Cuban?
He's
one of the good ones.
He's political, though, so there's plenty of people who don't like him.
He does so much good for so
many
people.
Yeah, and he's
though.
Also brash, and he also doesn't give a damn, you know? So I think that doesn't give a damn what people think. So I think, you know, he rubs people
the
wrong way.
He's not your normal, humble billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Mark Cuban acts like you'd expect a billionaire
basketball
team owner to act, you know? But, again, doing something good for the community, $1.25 million going to help people out right now, which is very much needed.
But did he go to Costco and get some water to hand out? That's the real question, Dave. Did he do that?
Did he have a barbecue? That's the real question. So the NFL is reportedly seeking to double their broadcast rights fees from CBS, Fox, and NBC, and they are likely to increase closer to 100%. Than what they currently
sit
at right now. So this is from Alex Sherman at CNBC. Disney, which owns ESPN and ABC, obviously, has rejected the 100% price bump, citing the high price they already pay for Monday Night Football. Which, if you think about ESPN, the fact that the only football game they have all week is Monday Night Football is really something, right? Mm-hmm. But they're spreading it out. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Disney's reluctance to pay more for Monday Night Football is going to cause a problem for them. Right now, their current deal only runs through this year. All the other deals last until 2022, but the NFL is reportedly seeking to do new 10-year deals with these broadcast companies.
To do this, because the way that the NFL has been politicized over the last couple of years, viewership has been down in some cases. I'm just curious. 100% increase seems wild to me. Like,
but it's the only thing that people actually watch and sit there and watch the commercials for.
Yeah.
What else do you do? I mean, live sports is about it. Maybe if you're watching,
we are
going to
get
live
a
news,
whole
maybe?
Bunch of live croquet. We are going to. I mean, here's the thing: if ESPN punts on it,
there's no way.
Then we're stuck with cornhole.
No, I mean, if ESPN stops covering it, though, like, because if they are no longer have a vested interest in. Like pushing football because the NFL is going to play hardball. Like
the NFL is bigger than ESPN.
You think so?
Without question.
I think the two are kind of go hand in hand, though.
Right, they go hand in hand because they've been playing ball for so long. But people will follow the NFL wherever it goes. ESPN. I mean, obviously, it's a huge iconic brand.
I love watching football. It's big, but I feel like there's never been a time where I think football's been more vulnerable than right now.
I could not disagree more. I think that right now it's showing the absolute strength. Of the NFL. It's the only thing that people will sit there and watch for hours on end and watch every last commercial.
Switching to NASCAR, baby. Switching to NASCAR.
And with sports betting becoming, you know, legal across the country, still have a ways to go on that, obviously, but that also drives interest that people maybe wouldn't normally have.
I'm not saying it's going anywhere anytime soon, but I think that if you lose a couple of your broadcast networks and then you continue to try to raise prices and continue to do kind of what they've been doing, I don't know. I think the viewership will go down.
I mean,
especially considering
viewership has gone down for everything because everyone's watching so much stuff. I mean, you remember back in the day when you were a kid, like you would look forward to that one show all week because it was your favorite show. And there was no just constant stream of entertainment coming at you from all sides.
So
now,
much content.
It's all over the place.
But I still wait all week for one show, and that show is WandaVision. It's delicious.
Still haven't watched that.
You gotta catch up, man. Yeah. Like it's
If you had to choose WandaVision or the NFL?
WandaVision. I'll take the Marvel Cinematic Universe over the NFL.
You are so drama.
Who is this guy?
No, I would.
Who is this
all
guy?
You are just using that to defend your point. You wouldn't really choose WandaVision.
WandaVision, a six-part series over the NFL?
0%.
No, it's a 10-part series.
Oh, 10-part series. Okay. Excuse me.
That's right.
Over the entire... The whole ass NFL.
I don't need to watch the Browns ever.
Okay.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
You guys know that I'd never lie to you, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if it was entertaining for even a brief moment, then I would.
Okay.
Which, in this case, I think it will be. I've got three stories for you. All of them sound like they're totally made up. Only one of them is actual fake news. Let's see if you can spot it. You can both decide on the same answer or on different ones, entirely up to you. Here is story number one. A 32-year-old by the name of Jennifer Smith was arrested at her house in Salt Lake City and accused of administering a substance to her husband's food. She has been accused of spiking her husband's food with large quantities of erectile and penis enlargement drugs at least 2 years until she was caught in the act. She confessed to him, said she'd been drugging him to avoid cheating on him, and begged him to forgive her, but he instead chose to call the police. She was freed after a few hours after being placed under arrest and paying $20,000 in bail, will remain at her parents' house under strict conditions until the beginning of her trial.
True.
All right, story number two. It's being called the Great Michigan Pizza Funeral. Actually happened. This is back on March 5th, 1973, the Great Michigan Pizza Funeral, also referred to as the Great Pizza Funeral of Michigan and the Great Pizza Burial. It was a ceremony that disposed of 29,188 frozen cheese and mushroom pizzas in Michigan. The manufacturer had been ordered to recall the pizzas by the FDA after initial tests suggested botulism was present in a batch of canned mushrooms. He decided to have a big ceremonial disposal of the pizzas to demonstrate accountability and receive publicity. The pizzas were tipped into an 18-foot deep hole in the ground before a crowd of onlookers who were addressed by the governor at the time. Later tests by the FDA ruled out botulism. Whoops. This guy sued his suppliers and the Michigan Court of Appeals, and they awarded him $211,000 back in 1979.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
He did close his business a few years later, though, so it did him in.
So I was hoping this was going to be like somebody who was buried in like a Jets pizza box.
No. This is a bunch of cheese and mushroom pizzas.
Tell the wife. I mean, yeah, bury the mushroom pizzas. Mushrooms don't belong on pizzas, that is.
But pineapple does.
Way more than mushroom.
Incorrect.
It's just a little nasty nature sponge. That just, yeah.
You don't like mushrooms at all, huh?
Nah.
They're delicious.
Nah.
I like them.
Yeah,
me
too.
They absorb whatever flavor you're cooking them.
Yeah, and make you trip balls. Third and final story, a man was rushed to the hospital after a python bit him on his while using the bathroom.
Oh,
he went to the loo during the evening when all of a sudden he felt a searing pain in his manhood. He looked down and saw a python with its jaws clamped around the... he was rushed to a nearby hospital so his injuries could be treated. Doctors gave the man 3 stitches on the... and treated the bite wound with an antibiotic.
Only 3 stitches.
Only 3.
Well, I mean, any stitch.
Only so many fangs going on here with a python, right?
Fair enough.
But I don't know what the third one was. Whatever. He's recovering. Went to the hospital. I'm thankful for the rescue volunteers for catching the snake. His mother said. His mom had to be involved too, huh?
Seems suspect.
I mean, I would be opposed. Like if that just went down, I may call my mom. Gonna need some help here. I believe that is true.
All right, so there's a total of 3. There's the woman in Salt Lake putting the junk enlargement pills into her husband's food. There's the Great Michigan Pizza Funeral that took place back in 1973, or the guy being bit on the tip of his ween by a python.
What do you think? It's a fake one, Audrey?
I think that the third one is fake because I think pythons are constrictors, no? Like a boa? So I don't know if its first instinct would be to, like a snake, for it to bite its another snake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, also, like, isn't that kind of like, isn't this python's a bully, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no way that his...
I don't know. I just feel like that's just kind of feeling fake. Also, I mean, I know that a small python wouldn't do too much damage, but only 3 stitches. I don't know. I it's just... kind of a lot of overlaying things that make me feel suspect on that one. So I'm going to go number three is fake.
Number three is fake.
I'm going to go with the woman poisoning, quote unquote, poisoning her husband with the penis enlargement pills and the Viagra, and only getting or and getting a $20,000 bail. That would not be 20 grand if she
went to jail.
Yeah. I mean, she did go to jail, allegedly, but I'm calling shenanigans on that bail amount.
One of you is correct. One of you is incorrect. And Audrey, good news, you are wrong again.
Again? I always am wrong on this.
Also, she would just cheat on her. Nobody's going through that much trouble.
It feels like it'd be pretty expensive to be using all that stuff and crushing it up, and it's just a big to-do. Like,
what do you got, like a gas station hookup or something? Yeah.
Glitz. Glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Man, Ian had a good point this morning about this whole James Franco story. He has settled with the students at this school that he had as an acting school, and they had accused him of sexual exploitation. Sure haven't heard a lot about this, have we?
This got swept under the
rug. I remember the story when it first broke, but it was years ago.
Yeah, it was 2019.
Yeah.
Is when the lawsuit was filed, and do you think this has something to do with the fact that James Franco is a good-looking guy?
I mean, could I do, possibly.
Right? I mean, I think that people have a hard time believing that somebody's a total creep if they're good-looking and charming.
Well, I mean, one could argue Johnny Depp is good-looking.
Armie Hammer, the good-looking guy.
I mean, let's just take Breakfast, or not Breakfast of Champions, you know, like American Psycho. The whole premise of that was that he was a good-looking guy.
Just to fit in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So James Franco allegedly intimidated students at an acting school he founded in gratuitous and exploitative sexual situations, according to the attorneys. Actresses and ex-students filed a lawsuit back in 2019, have agreed to drop their individual claims under the agreement. The case alleges that Franco sought to create a pipeline of young women who were subjected to his personal and professional exploitation in the name of education, and that students were led to believe roles in his films would be available to those who went along. Their lawsuit said that Franco pushed his students into performing in explicit scenes and in an orgy-type setting that went far beyond things that are acceptable on a Hollywood film set.
That is not, I mean, I remember reading about the story. Yeah, these are. And if they're proven guilty or if they're proven to be true, then, like, throw it at them, man. Like, if you're in a position of power and you are exploiting people and in kind of creepy ways and possibly criminal ways, I got no time for that.
Yeah, I mean, you're James Franco.
What are you doing?
I don't imagine you're having a hard time getting laid. Like, what are you doing subjecting people that want no part of this by pretending to, like, dangle the opportunity of succeeding in Hollywood in front of them?
I think this is the question that we always continue to ask is, you're a good-looking person, you're a celebrity, you have all this money, you have all this position of power to begin with. Why do you do this? It's because it's the thrill for them that they can manipulate a situation.
They can do whatever they want.
And get away with it. Yeah. And in this case, it worked for James Franco.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
So Pamela Anderson says that her new husband is vegan, and she actually turned him vegan so that way he'd be better in bed. What a weird thing to say. Pamela Anderson said that she has spiced up her sex life with her husband, Dan Hayhurst, by giving him meat-free sausages. A source has claimed that the actress who...
Wait, is she giving him meat-free sausages?
Yeah, well, you know, don't ask. She has claimed that vegans are better lovers, also revealed to her pals that the diet has changed her personally and has worked wonders in the bedroom for her, too. Quote, vegans make better lovers. The cholesterol in meat, eggs, and dairy causes hardening of the arteries and not much else. It slows blood flow to all of the body's organs, not just the heart. You can improve your overall health and increase stamina in the bedroom by going vegan.
I appreciate, you know, people's ability to, you know, make statements and stuff like this, but you're really not helping your cause for veganism at all here, Pam.
You don't think so?
Because I don't know. I just feel like she's on a soapbox.
She's always on a soapbox.
Totally.
And she's trying to, like, really, if you become a vegan, like, you're going to be a better lover. It's like, if I buy these Jordans, I can jump higher. We know this is categorically untrue.
You're always going to be a terrible lover, okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
If I haven't gotten good at it by this point, that ship has sailed.
I don't think everyone's rushing out to buy meat-free sausages now because of this.
Right. I do like meat-free sausage.
As do I, but they have not made me a better lover.
They have not. At all.
Is there any single thing that has actually made you a better lover?
Communication.
Oh, Ian.
Beautiful.
That's it. Beautiful. All you gotta do, guys.
That's
problem solved.
That's the only thing
that's ever made me a better lover is my wife faking it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Dave and Mahoney. Thanks to the 2-minute promise, we never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So what thing did you find out about your ex after you broke up with him that you did not know during your entire relationship? And Audrey, you've got one?
Yeah, I know I do. So my ex, one of them, I found out afterwards that they were stealing money from the register of, they used to work at a cell phone store, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were stealing from the registers. So like, somebody would come in and buy like an accessory or come in and buy like an iPhone charger or whatever. If it was like low bills in cash, wouldn't ring it in, just take the money and pocket it.
How much do you think that he stole in total?
If you enough to get him fired and them find out about it. I don't know all the details.
Did they prosecute him?
No. I don't know. I don't know all the other existing details, but... Oof. And this was while we were together,
Did you ever wonder, like, where he got money from? You're like, man, he's doing better than I expected.
Yeah, because I'm like, wow.
How are we going out of this? Cell phones are, like, booming right now. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Laura on Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, my ex-fiance and I had broken off our engagement because I found out he was messing around with a much younger woman. I took him back a year later after he repeatedly promised he would stop seeing her and wanted to get married to me. Within just a few months, he just stopped answering my calls and texts. He just ghosted me.
Ooh.
Yeah, keep in mind, we're engaged. Found out from my brother-in-law that he had moved in with an older woman and had eloped with her. Needless to say, I did not return the ring.
No.
Why would you take him back in the first place, though?
The heart does.
You know, like, it's...
The heart wants.
Again, not changing the stripes. They, like, if that was going on for as long as it was, and then you're like, oh, I want to marry you. Man, just move on. Just move on.
Cherish said he had 4 different affairs during our 11-year marriage. One lasted our entire relationship 15 years, and now he's married to the last one he was cheating on me with.
Again. Who's got this kind of time and or energy to have like 4 affairs going at one time?
Even the organization skills you have to have for that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, do you have like a board that you like a chore board that you know for each relationship up? Like on Tuesdays, I have to do this.
I just imagine that it's in one of those like hidden rooms, like you would always see in like a World War II era movie. You know,
it's a war room.
It's a war room, and it's in there, and just like
I just don't get like it. Just seems like so much work
for the man, but also the naiveness of the woman also really bothers me. You're not that stupid. I mean, and for him to be gone and like out all these hours of the day, if you're not asking questions because he's made you believe that you're not allowed to ask questions, red flag.
No dude works like nobody works. Like 510 hours a week.
And
you
nobody's
know?
Traveling that much in the era of COVID. Come on.
For real.
Rochelle said, my ex and the father to my 2 oldest kids, which makes it more complicated,
does
started a short-lived fling with my sister-in-law and best friend.
Wait, hold up.
Yes, hold on.
Hold up.
What state is this?
So is she talking about... His sister?
No, it's got to be a different sister-in-law.
Yeah, it's got to be a different sister-in-law, but her best friend. So it's the same person, right? Sister-in-law and best friend. And then said sister-in-law told me stories about what my ex did when he was married to me. Seems like he was addicted to sex and hid many demons from me. I'll never truly know if it's true or not, but maybe she was sensationalizing all of this. To minimize her role in the affair, he has since passed away. And what's interesting is that she decided to tell me all of this stuff even after he was gone.
Ooh,
and I just don't get why.
Is she married to her brother? Or like, no, it just seems how are you a sister-in-law and not involved with that guy? Like, that just seems.
What do you mean? So it would probably be like this lady's brother's
wife. Yeah, so.
There could be other sister-in-laws, though, right? Like, if she's got a sister and then that person has a sibling, then that can be a sister-in-law as well, right? Just extended. Jessica said, after many years, my suspicions were right about my ex. He was sleeping with other women and other men. That year sucked. Lots of tests, lots of anxiety. One of them was verified by a housekeeper of his boss, who was a dude, who wasn't even a good-looking guy. He was just sleeping with a bunch of ugly dudes.
Well, I mean... Dude's gonna dude, right?
Take
I mean,
what you
I,
can get. Yeah.
I guess.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Maybe it was something really crazy, perhaps just something very unexpected. What did you find out about your ex after you guys broke up? Kelly joining us this morning on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kelly? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. So what happened?
So me and my fiance were engaged for 5 years with it. After I found out she cheated on me, found out she had a bunch of money and found her own apartment and everything and had the down payment and all that good stuff.
You were engaged for 5 years, though?
And she had a secret apartment on the side and she was cheating on you?
Engaged for like about a year and a half.
Wow.
Wait, was the apartment and the saving up after the fact that she, the cheating started and she was like preparing to leave kind of thing? Or was this apartment part of the whole master plan? Like that was like her side pad?
I think that was like the side pad. Because she got it a month or two after we broke up. And we broke up, like, say, like, September, and then she got the apartment in December. And only working off of, like, minimum wage.
So how do you reconcile that? I mean, as far as, like, trust issues, right? Have you struggled with trusting a new potential significant other since then? Because I feel like it would be tough to overcome that.
For real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she got me with, I got her on my insurance and everything, and then she was just like, oh, I can't pay to get my wisdom teeth taken out.
So she was fleecing you.
Man, like wisdom teeth.
I'm like,
yeah, you need to get your dumbass teeth taken out, lady.
God,
that's brutal. That is brutal.
That sucks so bad.
Like, I mean, like if you're paying for like plastic surgery, one thing, but
wisdom teeth. Get out of here. All right, Kelly, tell me if this makes you feel any better. This one got texted over to us, anonymous at 833-YO-DUMMY. As it turns out, my ex had herpes and gave it to me. I had no idea, but how did I find out, you ask? Because my current girlfriend told me that she went to her doctor and she said that she had it and she'd never slept with anyone other than me. We've been together 7 years now, so I'm glad she didn't mind too much. LOL.
Oh, God, I love that one. I also found out, too, she moved to the apartment complex right next door to me.
Oh, what is she doing, man?
I mean, it's cheaper to rent a truck and you don't got to drive as far, right? I mean, you can rent it by the hour at Home Depot.
Good riddance. All right, Kelly, thanks for the call today, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
First 45 minutes, only $19.99, Dave.
Jessica in Mission Beach said, I found out that my ex was involved in a murder. It was him and a bunch of guys. They'd gotten into a big fight, didn't realize that they were involved in it until years later when I saw him on the news.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Got arrested, still in jail.
Dodged
cool.
a bullet.
No
yeah,
kidding.
That's why I feel like a lot of these people here who have found out these bad things about their significant others, you know, after the fact, like you've just I feel like almost relieved in a lot of ways, like rather than like marrying them or spending who knows how long with these people who are just maniacs.
Yeah. This one texted over to us as well. I actually left my ex-fiance for many reasons, but one of them was because he was in charge of the utilities. I paid rent and everything else, and it was his job to make sure that the utilities were paid for. And they kept getting shut off because he was blowing all of his money on gambling at the time. And he told me that after we broke things off that he always had money. He just didn't want to give it up for the family.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're, again, big bullet dodge there. Do you guys pay the, who's in charge of paying the bills in your house?
Me.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ian?
We split them down the middle, but she pays them.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about.
I give her money. I trust that the money goes to the bills. I don't know. I just give her money and she says things are taken
care of. Well, the lights stay on, right?
And they're on. Yeah, so, okay. So I think I'm
heat's
I think
on.
I'm okay.
Yeah. What about you, Audrey?
I take care of the bills, and I like to round up to the nearest dollar, too.
What do you mean, round up to the nearest dollar?
Dude, she's been like, skimming off the top of the bill money.
You're the one that's fleecing your ass.
Andrew, sucker.
Andrew's on the phone with us.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what did you find out about your ex after you guys broke up? Which probably made you go,
good.
Probably a good thing that we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon in Park Hill said, when I was 19 years old, my girlfriend moved in with me and my family. And after we broke up, I found out she was stealing my sick grandma's pills to get high.
Oh.
Cool.
No.
So what was grandma getting if she wasn't getting
idea.
The pills?
No idea.
Dang.
Horrible. Man, you got to be a real bad person to steal somebody's pills when they are sick and suffering
yep.
so you can get high. This one texted over to us. I found out 3 months after I filed for divorce that my ex-husband hadn't filed our taxes for 5 years.
Oh.
I'm finally getting a tax refund this year after paying all of those back taxes.
Oh, my gosh. That sucks so bad, assuming that somebody else is doing something that you... Oh, my...
I don't think I could...
Thing.
Like, yeah, no. I don't... I'm not... Like, I love my wife, and I love... I have to do my own taxes. I got to do my own taxes.
Well, you don't trust your wife to do your taxes for you?
Well, she doesn't do her own. She has somebody do them for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that person can't do yours as well?
I want him to know how much money I make.
I see. There we go.
While she's with me. Broke ass.
Ian, you've always got a story.
I have one in particular that really upset me, and it still upsets me to this day. It was the summer before my senior year at high school. I met a girl named Sarah. The relationship obviously did not start off well because we fell in love over a mutual love of shoplifting. So she stole cans of Monster, but she also stole my heart. So I was with her for about 2 years, and she would not sleep over at my house. She would come over, and then she would leave pretty fairly late in the night.
Sounds awesome.
Little did I know that she was going over to this guy David's house, who was a juggalo, cheating on me, and not only cheating on me, but also recording a mixtape with him. She wanted to start an amateur rap career.
No.
With David.
Oh my God.
She was the juggalo. She was juggling you hoes.
Yeah, she was.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
Message deleted.
Open an elephant sanctuary and charge people to come in so I would become rich.
I would be like Hannibal in the...
Army Hammer?
Camp? No, Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal.
Hannibal. He's a famous general who rode elephants into battle.
Mm. Okay, I like that. Audrey, what would you do with your forced pet elephant?
I would just put it in my backyard or something. I don't know.
Just have it stand in your backyard and paint for you, perhaps?
Maybe paint. Hope that it was small enough so that I could have an elephant, like, really cute running around my house for a little while. That would be amazing. But then what do you do when it gets too big? Like, where do
you take it into battle? You take it into battle.
But elephants are so smart that whenever they were taken into battle, they just, like, turn, like, around.
No, they plow through, man. Like, elephants, elephants back in the day... I mean, they were like tanks before tanks were tanks. They were nature's tanks.
Correct.
They had like
they're very smart.
They had like an army of like 50,000 people and like 20 elephants. And those 20 elephants were scarier than the 50,000.
Yeah, man. Imagine if you showed up to a battle and everyone else had elephants. You'd be like, "Well, we're dead."
And they can run fast too.
Right, and they're smart, and they can hit you with their big trunks that are very phallic looking. You know, it just seems. Like a bad way to go.
I love an elephant, though.
Yeah,
I don't think they should be. I don't think they should be contained. Let them roam free.
You don't think they should be like even at like zoos and stuff?
Nah, man.
Okay.
Too smart.
Yeah. Anything that can paint better than me does not belong to be encaged.
Yeah.
Nah. There is a rumor that if you blow into their little noses, that they remember you forever.
What?
Did
you learn? Who told you that?
Probably Wikipedia.
Just blowing in my trunk, I'll remember you forever.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you imagine being in New Zealand right now where you can go to concerts, and clubs, hang out with more than three people, and actually go to see your 90-year-old grandpa? That place seems like paradise.
Message deleted.
I mean, I've been saying that about New Zealand for a long time.
New Zealand's been like that for
ever
months now.
No, I mean, just in general.
Oh, like, just in general, you want to go to New Zealand.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I dated a girl who lived in New Zealand.
You did?
Well, she lived there for a while, and then she came
Anyone
back.
Anyone buying
to the
that?
No, she, no, seriously.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, totally get it. Old school story, man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't date her while she lived in New Zealand. She lived in New Zealand and then came back to St. Louis.
Was she from New Zealand or was she from St. Louis?
She's from St. Louis. Went there for like 2 years. And
well,
then,
she's not from New Zealand.
Well, no, I said lived in New Zealand.
No, you said she was from New Zealand.
I said lived in. Lived
you said
in.
From.
You
Whatever.
Said from. That's yeah, there's a big difference. She's a St. Louis girl who had a passport.
Yeah, I went to Toledo once. Am I from Toledo?
I mean, I feel like you can't get that stank off.
Yeah, yeah. No, once you're in Toledo. Yeah,
that's what that is.
Thought it was a rash.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, can we talk about the people who own lizards? I mean, I don't know who's more of an alien, the lizards or the people who think it's actually cool to have them.
Message deleted.
If you've got a shoulder gecko, you are pretty cool, in my book.
A shoulder gecko?
A shoulder gecko.
Does it always have to hang out on your shoulder to be cool?
Yes. Mm. If it's anywhere else, not cool. Mm. Shoulder gecko, cool. Shoulder iguana, not cool.
Audrey, let me ask you as the lone female here.
Yeah.
If you go over to a dude's house, let's say that you're a single lady and you go over to his house for the first time and he's got a bunch of amphibians.
A bunch? Not just like a singular? See, I feel like...
Okay, let's just take it back to a singular. Sure. Okay, well, sure, one maybe. Large salamander.
One? Fine. Multiple? Weird. A walking around like 6 foot iguana running for the hills.
I told you about that iguana that I babysat one time. His name was Anderson.
Didn't he bite you?
No, he pooped all over the couch. And I don't know if you've ever seen what
are
the
iguana... Are you blaming your own bodily functions on an iguana, Dave?
No, no, no. When an iguana poops, and anyone that is an iguana owner knows this, it is not like human poop. It's like bird poop. It's like
white.
It's this incredible amount of white liquid.
Ew.
And just Anderson just crapped all over the couch. Just, and so I fairly lazily cleaned it up. And I flipped the cushion.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
Here's what's making news.
So some big news coming down this morning. The Supreme Court has refused to step in to stop the turnover of Donald Trump's taxes. He obviously has been trying to keep those from getting into the hands of prosecutors in New York. And it's not like we're going to get to see them all. And at this point, I don't know if most people even really care to see them or would understand them if they did. But the idea...
I mean, do you even understand your own taxes half
really.
The time? You're like,
Not really.
I just know I paid a lot.
But that's significant because, you know, they obviously have been trying to keep those under wraps for a long time, and now that is not going to be the case
anymore.
Well,
it's funny that when you're no longer in power, you no longer have the power to, like, keep that stuff at bay. So, you know, I think that's something we all in our day-to-day life should remember.
Yep. So this is interesting. The Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, has been changed now, and they're doing it intentionally to try to PPP.
Yeah. Is that like a super PP?
It's like when you wake up after a long night of drinking.
Oh,
you
yes.
go PPP. Yeah,
and where you got to put the hand on the wall. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my god.
Oh yeah,
this is better than everything else.
For some reason you shake.
It's the Paycheck Protection Program. You just,
100% every time.
Why did my body automatically do that? It's like, why do I want to spit into a urinal every time I walk over to it? I don't know. It's what my body does. But the Paycheck Protection Program has been changed specifically to target the very smallest of businesses in the country. One of the big complaints is that a lot of the money in the first couple of rounds went to these big companies that had these connections.
Yeah,
and
Tom Brady and Shake Shack and like all these other ones were getting like $8 million.
Yeah. Yep.
And when some people are asking for a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of that and just to stay in business, and they weren't able to get the help. So hopefully this will help. I mean, just feels a little late.
Well, they're saying that they announced that the businesses with fewer than 20 employees will be allowed to apply for the program over the 14-day period that starts on Wednesday of this week. And you go, man, 20 people or less, that's not a lot of people. And then you realize that 98% of small businesses have fewer than 20 employees.
Absolutely.
So targeting those people and trying to get them money is significant, and I think it's probably a good move.
Yep, about time.
Man, did you guys see that over the weekend with that United flight whose engine blew up?
Well, did you see both videos? Because you see the video of the engine on fire, yep. which is horrifying.
Right.
But apparently, you know, I didn't know this, but they can most planes can fly on one turbine,
engine?
Which
yeah.
is probably a good call. Probably a good
appreciate
call.
Appreciate that, yep.
But did you see where the stuff fell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the front yard?
Like, it hit that car, hit the truck. Because mm-hmm. there's just the picture, and you're like, oh, it's a big, giant ring. It just missed the house. But it, like, hit the garage, and it hit the...
Oh, see, I didn't see that.
And it destroyed a truck.
Really?
Like, oh, my God. Like, that is straight-up Donnie Darko-ish type stuff going on there.
You don't really have an appreciation for how big plane engines are until you see a chunk of one sitting in somebody's front yard,
just
and you're
piece.
Like, oh, my. That was just, like, the... the ring on the outside of it, and it almost crushed the entire house.
But apparently, it failed the way that it was supposed to. It contained, you know, it didn't completely fall off, and the fire didn't spread. So, I mean, like as far as catastrophic failures go, this was a good catastrophic failure, but the FAA is going to, I think they're recommending, like, to do way more checks on all those United 777.
Well, and it's another Boeing, too, which Boeing has had a lot of problems and all that stuff with the...
I guess. You got your stuff can't be falling apart and falling on people because that's scary as hell.
So retired Major League Baseball All-Star Johnny Damon walked out of jail after his DUI arrest for blowing three times the legal limit and insists, quote,
three times.
He would never put anyone in harm's way by getting behind the wheel.
Was that a 2-4?
Yeah, right. His wife was booked for allegedly pushing an officer, and he struggled to walk heel to toe during a field sobriety test. Jail sucks. Handcuffs are worse. Jail is horrible. He said he told reporters after he was released.
Baseball Jesus turned too much water into wine, man.
That's right. I'm sure that you guys saw, because everyone saw, but Kim Kardashian has officially filed for divorce.
Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough time, man. I mean, Kanye obviously has got a lot of problems. I just think he's pretty toxic.
It's too far. Yeah. It's too much. Say what you want about her. Like, loves her kids, and was trying to do everything to make that relationship work. That guy is he's just ill.
Yeah.
He is just ill and toxic. She's got to get away from him, and she's going to.
A lot of people, too, are forgetting is that they've not even really lived together for the last year.
Yeah. It's been in that ranch in Wyoming, and, like, Chappelle went up there and it was like, this is too crazy for me. I'm out.
Or he was maybe trying to help him.
No, he did. And then it was like, oh, wait, this is beyond much, this is beyond what I can do here.
Chris D'Elia has come out and admitted that he has a problem with sexual misconduct.
Doesn't that seem like 6 months too late?
8 months, actually.
It's been eight?
8 months, yeah. So he was accused of sexual misconduct. The comedian is addressing the allegations in a new 10-minute YouTube video titled It's Been a While. In September of last year, two women came forward to accuse him of sexual misconduct, alleging that he exposed himself to them without their consent. What is with these comedians? Like, Chris D'Elia, Louis C.K., like, just, why are you just, who likes a surprise wiener?
Nobody.
Nobody, ever.
I don't like being surprised by my own.
Right. it's still small.
Oh, my gosh. As my gut's going down.
You start losing a little bit of weight, and you're like, whose junk is that?
What is that?
He said, I know it looks bad and it doesn't show the full scope of what happened. I stand by the facts that all my relationships have been consensual and legal, and that's just it. That's the truth. What I have come to understand that this was always about sex to me. My life was, I mean, sex, it controlled my life. It was the focus. It was the focus all the time. And I had a problem, and I do have a problem. It's not like months down the line, everything's better. I need to work on that.
So you're telling me that he was trying to make it seem like the allegations were fine and everything was consensual, even though he's trying to say that it all happened, but it was all consensual. Like, I'm confused by this. I'm confused by what his angle was in the video.
It doesn't make sense, right?
It's written by a lawyer.
It's like you're saying that everything that you did was okay and consensual and legal, but then you're saying you have a problem at the same time. You don't really have a problem if everything's consensual and legal. The accusations are that you were doing things that were not consensual.
Well, and then there was a couple underage.
Which is really creepy because this was do you remember this was right around the time of his YouTube, where he was on the You Show on Netflix, and he was playing a pedophile?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
In lighter news, if you need a reason to kick back and have a drink today, I guess it's National Margarita Day. Have you guys seen that? I mean, do you guys participate in this sort of thing where you're, it's always National Pizza Day or Donut Day or Margarita Day or some reason eat and drink like a boob?
I mean, is that why Ted was going down to Cancun?
It's for National Margarita. Yeah.
Or does that not count because it's national? Oh, is it only in America that doesn't apply to Mexico as well?
Is Margarita Monday a thing? Because they're trying to make it seem like it's really
who wants a margarita?
Iconic that National Margarita
I feel
Day.
Like a margarita is such an older person's drink.
What are you talking about? Margaritas are great.
I feel like they're so sugary. It's like bad hangovers. It's like the cheapest drink you can get at an Applebee's.
Which is another reason to love it. Right. Hello.
Okay.
I had margaritas on Saturday, actually.
Did you really?
Heck yeah, I did. They make skinny margaritas, too. So good. I don't know. I love them, especially whenever it's Margarita Monday. You got Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. I don't know what Friday is. It's just Friday.
It's just Friday because you've been drinking all the 4 days.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents
Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
So Audrey has the dubious honor of challenging Mahoney and Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? You guys will be asked the same questions today. There is a total of six, meaning there is one pass, should you choose to use it. Was it last week, Ian, that Mahoney went 5 for 5?
He got all of them right.
He did.
It was pretty good performance from Mahoney, but that was a bit of an outlier. Normally, Audrey whoops that ass. Audrey, you get the option. Do you want to go first or second on the questions?
Do we think I would have time to go grab some more coffee?
You know,
You never have time.
Okay, so I'll go first.
Last time we tried that, you were down the hall for an extra 2.5 minutes.
I won't give in to the temptation, so I'll go first this time.
Okay, all right. So, Mahoney, if you'd be so kind, Mahoney is going to get up. He is going to leave the room, go to a soundproof space where he cannot hear what is happening on the radio, and Audrey is going to be asked these questions, and I hope she gets more correct than Mahoney.
Me too. I really do.
Again, you do have the option to pass on one of them if you choose to use it. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Door is slowly closing behind Mahoney, and it is shut. Question number one, and Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it a hexagon? An octagon.
An octagon. Yeah, there you go. You got
worked that one out. Yep. Very nice, Audrey.
Ew, a hexagon stop sign would be really gross looking. I apologize for putting that image into anyone's head.
Sorry to all the hexagon people out there. Sorry.
We only have room for octagons and triangles in the sign world.
The flag of the European Union has how many stars on it?
I have a pass, correct?
You do have a pass.
I'm totally passing.
All right.
Great pass.
Good pass. 12. 12. Oh. I don't know how you would know that.
No, me either.
What Greek city was originally built around the Acropolis?
What Greek city was what around the Acropolis?
Built around the Acropolis.
What the heck is an Acropolis?
Just think of famous Greek cities.
The Acropolis.
Old-ass famous Greek cities.
Oh, my gosh. Athens?
Yep.
Oh, great news. Okay.
All right. You got two correct. Three more to go. What is the largest animal on Earth?
Oh, I want to say whale.
Yeah. Any specific kind of whale?
A humpback whale.
Dave, I need the type of whale.
A humpback whale? Blue whale? Giant whale.
Oh.
Colossal squid.
You're in there.
What's the answer?
It was in there.
We'll say blue whale.
Yes. You are such a luck box today.
Stressed.
Oh.
I'm stressed too. This game, like, imagine me actually taking tests.
All right. Question number five.
Okay.
How many phases does the moon have?
Oh, no. All right. I'm going to try and count this out in my head. Okay. So there's like the crescent moon. 1, 2, 3. And then I think it goes into a full moon on the 4th. So then we'll say 3 more. Is that 7 phases? Oh, man. Is it 8 phases? It's 8 phases.
It's 8 phases. What is going on here? How are you talking this through?
I don't know.
Wow. This is ridiculous. All right. Final question. What is the largest ocean in the world?
Oh, man. I'm not really great at oceans. Is it the Pacific Ocean?
Yes.
Give it to her. Yes. I'm going to guess it anyways.
Get out of here.
Oh, don't ask me about the seas. I don't know anything about oceans
except for
seas.
Shanties.
Sea shanties.
We
can
do that.
Zoom in, Willeman, come. Yeah, I got that all day.
All right, Mahoney, welcome back.
I feel like a lot of collusion was happening.
Of course you feel like that. You feel like that every time until you win, and then you go, oh, yeah, no collusion.
I overcome the odds, Dave.
Question number one. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
As a octagon.
Octagon is correct. 1 point on the board. The flag for the European Union has how many stars on it?
Oh, God. Pass.
Okay.
13?
Close. 12. 12. What Greek city was originally built around the Acropolis?
That would be Athens.
Athens is correct. You got two correct. On to question number four. What is the largest animal on Earth?
That is the whale.
What kind of whale?
The blue whale.
The blue whale is correct.
Unlike the red whale, we don't claim signs up in here.
Two more to go. How many phases does the moon have?
How many phases?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
No.
Is it like waxing, waning, and what else?
Eight phases for the moon.
I only recognize three of them.
Okay, all right. That's not how it works, but
you
all right.
Red whale.
And final question, what is the largest ocean in the world?
The Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean is correct, Mahoney. Very well done. You got four correct. Unfortunately for you, Audrey, you got 5 for 5 in your face.
That just happens.
I don't believe that for one second. I don't believe that for one second.
What do you mean you don't believe that?
I don't believe that she got 5 questions right, all 5 of those without help.
We're
from you
live
guys.
On air and
I'll
we're
go back
streaming.
And listen. Go ahead,
watch it.
I will.
Write it down. Take
and every
pictures.
Time I do, you've cheated me out of a win.
To be fair, she did talk her way into like 3 out of those 5 answers, but she got them all legitimately on her own
with your help.
My help. Uh-huh. How could I possibly have helped
over
her?
There?
King Cobra said, go, Audrey. Stacy said, boom, you suck, Mahoney.
Here's what's making news.
So Audrey likes the idea of Alaska. She fantasizes about how wonderful it would be if she lived there. She, until recently, thought it was an island. It is not.
Okay, that's a little dramatic. I just feel like it would be a pleasant place to
visit. She's not Sarah Palin. She knows she can't see Russia from
her house.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
But, I mean, Alaska, you have talked about how you think that you would enjoy it if you did go visit, perhaps, right?
I just feel like it would be interesting to see because, you know, I'm, like, really big into, like, survival shows. So mm-hmm. I just feel like I wonder if I could just, like, do that. I wonder
less
if
bugs
I could be
in
the
Alaska.
Last Alaskan. Yeah.
Like, well, tell me if this story changes your mind. An Alaska woman had the scare of a lifetime when she was using an outhouse in the backcountry. Said she was attacked by a bear from below.
Oh, thank you. From below.
Her and her brother and his girlfriend were taking snowmobiles out in the wilderness on February 13th, and her brother heard screaming, went to the outhouse about 150 feet away from where they were. They found her tending to her wound. They thought at first she'd been bitten by a squirrel or a mink or something small, and I opened the toilet seat, and there's just a bear's face right there at the level of the toilet seat, just looking right back up through the hole at me. Once safely inside, they treated her with the first aid kit. They determined that it wasn't really that serious. The next morning, they found bear tracks all over the property. But, man, I mean, we were talking earlier about the guy who got surprised by the python in the toilet. That's kind of dwarfed by a full-on bear.
In the outhouse.
In the outhouse, just waiting
also,
to
what kind of freak
butt.
Is that bear?
Yeah.
What are you doing in that outhouse, bear?
You creep.
Sat down on the toilet seat, and something just immediately bit me in the butt.
And right there, right at the level of the toilet seat, like maybe an inch or two below, is a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me.
It felt like just a single, like, puncture. Maybe it wasn't even a bite, like it might have been a swipe with his claw, potentially. I mean, I'm definitely gonna look down in the hole next time.
The real Hades, who's watching along on twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, surprise bear! Copper said, stinky bear.
Also, if I'm getting ready to go to the bathroom and I feel like something like basically, who was it? Was it Vanilla Ice got stabbed in the ass?
Dookie Bear said 14, yeah.
But like, wouldn't you think that like you would immediately, like everything would happen when that went down?
Yeah.
I'd be paralyzed with fear.
Paralyzed?
Yep. Yep.
That's pretty good.
somebody said a different version of a brown bear.
Muncher said, damn, if that was a dude, twigging berries would have been lunch.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Razor said, looks like Yogi found the wrong picnic basket. Y'all are going off on this. Oh, sissy poo bear. Oh, yes.
Dipsy or toddler?
So, Tipsy or Toddler is kind of an ode to how we all felt this weekend. We did a virtual happy hour with our friends from Ballast Point. About 5 beers in, and then the 5th one being 12%. We were all a little tipsy after that. Had a good time on Saturday, and thanks to everyone that hung out with us. But Tipsy or Toddler is a simple game. I'm sure that you've been around people that have had way too much to drink, and you realize that when they do start expressing their thoughts to you after too many glasses of wine or too many beers or too many shots, whatever it is, they start talking like toddlers, just kind of turn into little balls of goo that have desires for things. Now, Ian has done a great job of transcribing the actual words that were said. You guys trying to figure out if it was a little kid or somebody who was hammered that said these things. Is it Tipsy or Toddler? Mahoney, you'll take the first one. Audrey, you'll read the second one. Ian and I will bounce back and forth after that. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today. Mahoney, are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Number one, weed is not good for you because weed is stuff like that grass, but it's not weed.
Is Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, man. This could be somebody who's drunk and trying to lecture like a boyfriend or something. Or this could be a toddler who's lecturing maybe their parent. I'm going to say it's a toddler lecturing their parent.
Correct.
Wow.
Ooh, good guess. Wow.
Can't believe it.
An absolute guess.
Here we go.
Weed is not good for you because weed is stuff that, like grass, but it's not sweet.
Man, that kid took one DARE class. Now you're over here lecturing mommy and daddy who are trying to relax.
Toddler TED Talk.
I'm holding those tapes against you whenever you're older, child.
On to number two. Audrey, you're reading this one.
Yeah.
That's it. Tipsy or toddler?
I'm going to go with a tipsy person.
Yeah. Guess they're pretty good at this game.
Really?
How could you possibly get that?
He's so hammered and he's crying and his girlfriend's just stop.
Really,
stop.
Really good transcribing there,
Ron. Stop.
Okay, ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. Here we go, on to number three. Him, you know what I'm saying?
Mountain.
Yeah, okay. Yep. We about to get that guac. Somebody tell him, whoop.
Mahoney.
Mahoney.
That is a tipsy person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tipsy person. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Yeah. We about to get this guac. Somebody didn't tell me. Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
He is so excited.
We about to get this guac. Somebody didn't tell me. Whoop.
Did he get the guac? We don't know.
Did he get the guac? We'll never know. All right, on to number four, Ian.
Clip number four.
Mahoney, you can win it right here, by the way, if you get this one.
I fell. Where are we going to kiss? Aw, Zealand? I'm from Vietnam. I'm Beanie.
Audrey. Is that a tipsy person? Yeah, or no, no.
Yes, it is.
I was going to say again.
Yes, it is. Let's have a listen.
I fell. So where are we going to kiss? Oh, Zealand.
Lots of stuff. Yes.
I'm from Vietnam. I'm Beanie.
My brain broke and I said tipsy. I really wanted to say child, but that's glad. I'm glad that one came out first.
And each of you now have 2 points. Fifth and final one. It all comes down to this. Hoorah, Steve! Hoorah! I'm round and I'm alive!
Audrey.
Oh.
I heard Mahoney first, Dave. Do you agree?
Sure.
What?
Sure. I mean, I can't. It was so close. I mean, I was finishing reading it when they both rang in, so I'll defer to you, Mahoney, for the win.
For the win, that is a tipsy person.
It is.
Woo! Give him the win.
Come for that guac!
Hoorah! Hoorah! I'm real and I'm alive.
Here's what's making news.
Ian, you are going to hate this story so much. At least I think you are.
Talk to me.
A study was done saying cats destroy your love life. The study featured in the peer-reviewed journal Animals entitled Not the Cat's Meow, The Impact of Posing with Cats on Female Perceptions of Male Dateability found that heterosexual males posing with a cat in their photos were less masculine when holding a cat, higher in neuroticism, agreeableness, and openness, and less debatable. I mean, like 3 out of 4 sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're more open, they're more agreeable.
And they're less debatable?
But they are
less
more
dateable. Sorry, I read that wrong, too.
But they are more neurotic.
More agreeable, more open, more neurotic, less dateable. Okay. Audrey, let's take it over to you. If you were single and you were scrolling through Tinder and you see a dude posing with his cat.
Well, here's the thing is that why are men always posing with different animals in their dating profile pictures? So if I'm going to look at a guy and if he's holding a giant fish.
A bass. It's always a bass.
A fish or a cat. I think I'm going cat.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. First of all, I don't want to have to like go fishing with you. So, and I would rather like hang out with your cat.
What's more annoying, somebody that's posing with an animal of choice or somebody that has them and two friends in their dating profile picture? Ooh. You're like, which one is it? Which one are you?
Because that's schemey.
Yeah, man.
What about the car photo?
Oh, that's the car?
That's kind of rare now, though, especially in the younger generation. I feel like that's more older. especially standing at the front of the car. You got the sunglasses on.
Yeah. Leaning against
back
it.
Back
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, bro, you rented
that. That's a vibe.
Man, maybe if you're like, rental. Ooh, no, maybe if you're like sitting in your car, like a, in the front seat, like you're posed kind of thing, maybe it's still kind of douchey, but like I might go for that, but just that it's too anonymous. I want to see who you are.
So I think the cat tells a lot about people. Like, you probably like to stay in. You're not hitting the club all the time. And they say it's less masculine, but I think it actually is more masculine for a man who is a cat owner to pose with his cats. Because I feel like there is a social stigma against men with cats, and if they're willing to put that out there, that shows that they don't give a damn.
Yeah, I'm reclaiming the masculinity with cats. I'm definitely a part of that pool. Even though I think when I met my girlfriend, I did not have any photos with my cats.
See, I think that you have to take it a step further. Like, if you're going to pose with your cat in your dating profile picture, you need to do the thing where, like, you have your arm around it, but then you crop them out just to show them who's boss, you know? It's like when you have a good photo of you, but it's with your friend, but you don't want your friend in the photo, so you just crop them out, but your arm's over them.
So just, like, half the cat's face?
Yeah, just half the cat's face, or just, like, a hairy arm.
I think we all, as guys who've dated people who have cats, I think, you know, it's like, I've never dated somebody who had an awesome cat, so I've never like experienced that. I know Ian's cats are awesome because I think Ian's awesome, but it makes sense now in retrospect when I think about it. Like, oh, everybody I dated with a cat kind of sucked because their cat sucked because they sucked. Yeah. And so they kind of go together. And I think just you can't apply the same formula to dogs because just we don't deserve dogs.
Yeah, Nate in our chat said girls are notorious for posting pictures of themselves with eight of their friends without a clear indication of who the hell she is.
I ain't never seen two good-looking best friends.
Nope.
Very rarely does that happen, but if somebody has a picture with them and three friends, they're always the least good-looking one.
Mm-hmm. Where's the selfies?
Yeah.
If you're not taking selfies by 2021, come on.
What are we doing here?
Guys, too. Stop it.
Yeah.
I think we need to bring back glamour shots.
Can we please?
Like the tease the hair up.
Oh, yeah. Then you've got boxing gloves on for some whatever reason, and like there are the American flags on
it's
it.
It's the same three props that are in every Glamour Shots picture.
You definitely have a jean jacket on. Always a jean jacket.
Guys used to walk in there with their boys and be all like, all right, guys, we're doing this. And then it'd just be like 12 dudes just standing around looking all tough with the glamour shots. We need that back.
It's because they had them at the mall and you're just walking around, you're cruising the mall and you're like, you know what we need to do? We need to document how badass we are right now.
Dave, but
forever.
If you know, in the Generation Z and the younger millennials are embracing 90s culture, and what was more 90s than the mall?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, are we going to see a mall resurgence soon? Because I want to eat at an Auntie Anne's and a hot dog on a stick in the same outing.
You are a pervert. So beware of Michael Jackson. A prisoner named Michael Jackson has escaped from a UK prison with another inmate. The 38-year-old, who is serving a sentence for multiple crimes, managed to escape. He is joined by another man named Alex Rigby, also 38, by the way, doesn't Alex Rigby sound like a criminal?
It sounds like a Beatles song.
Or like a child star.
Yeah.
Alex Rigby.
Yeah, nice, guys. Yeah. We got a career.
That's my favorite Beatles song, by the way.
Police are appealing for the public's help to find the pair, urging people not to approach the men if they see them armed and dangerous. This is a strange story. A dozen camels have been disqualified from a Saudi Arabia beauty pageant over claims that they've been injecting them with Botox.
Which is unfair. Give it to me instead. Don't waste it on a camel.
Saudi media reports that a vet was caught performing plastic surgery on the camels a few days before the pageant. They used Botox on the lips, the nose, the upper lips, the lower lips, even the jaw. About $57 million is awarded to winners of the contest and the camel races.
I mean, camels can run fast as hell, but please tell me somebody put implants in those camels' humps.
To make them more humpy?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you're doing Botox, you're doing the lips, like you gotta make sure that hump is bumping.
No, they got BBL.
At $57 million, I mean, you should put like a Boeing turbine engine in one of those humps, man. Like, make that thing win the race.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Federal agents have seized $2.8 million, and cocaine and Frosted Flakes are involved. And when I say Frosted Flakes, they were corn flakes frosted with cocaine. Federal agents say they seized frosted cereal in Cincinnati because the corn flakes turned out to be soaked in cocaine as opposed to sugar, a narcotic dog. With the U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted authorities to the cocaine-coated flakes on February 13th, a shipment of cereal that originated from South America, 44 pounds of cocaine. And the serial size estimate made the total haul come in at $2.82 million, according to authorities, who said the shipment was headed to a private residence in Hong Kong.
Ooh.
A private residence. Also...
from Cincinnati?
Is Tony the Tiger? Is it Tony Cincinnati, the Montana so. Tiger? Like, what's going on here?
Say hello to my little cornflakes. Yeah, no, it's... also, you don't ship the drugs directly to your house, right?
No.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Get a P.O. box.
Which, also, too, this doesn't really make sense to me, because how do you get the coke off of the cornflakes? Do you ground up the cornflakes and then you just got it, like, casually?
Yeah, snort the cornflakes,
like,
too?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how you cut your brain open.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like a bad idea.
I mean, cornflakes are pretty jagged in your mouth.
But, Dave, can you do a Tony Montana meets Tony the Tiger? They're great.
So it's you got to do the Al Pacino, like, look at that egg. They're great. Not really.
Yeah. So it just sounds like Al Pacino.
Yeah. So a farmer by the name of Joe is adamant that he was visited by aliens, and they left him pancakes as a farewell at his farm in Eagle River, Wisconsin. He's a chicken farmer. He asserts that he was visited by aliens on April the 11th of 1961 at 11 a.m., and they gifted him some cosmic pancakes. He elaborates that he saw an object landing on his farm. And according to him, the UFO object didn't fully land on the ground and opened a door, which is attached to the side. And he encountered three aliens that were about 5 feet in height. He said that the aliens seemed to be of Italian descent and were around 25 to 30 years old.
What?
Say hello to my little pancakes.
What, you know, like, I mean, Jersey Shore came? Like, what are you talking
about?
What's
with all these weird stories and breakfast foods?
With aliens. Do you have a spaghetti?
Oh, I mean, were the pancakes good?
He said that they were pretty good.
Did they provide the maple syrup? Was there an adequate amount of butter? I mean, like, I feel like after two pancakes, you get pancaked out.
Oh, yeah. When IHOP does the you know...
endless pancakes?
No, it's never endless. It's always three.
Yeah. Nobody can eat more than, like, four pancakes in a single sitting.
Pancakes, overrated. Waffles all day. So those aliens suck.
You know why waffles the superior breakfast food? Individual things for the syrup. It doesn't roll up.
Are you guys OCD like me where you have to fill up each square?
Yes.
I like going every other square.
What are you talking about, you monster?
Make little designs on there. Like little
designs.
Pixel art.
No, the whole balance is going to be thrown off.
No, I like
if you do like a smiley face or something like that, like the bottom's going to have too much syrup, the top's
like
not going to have enough. A checkerboard.
Like every other
why would you do it in every other one? Just do it in every one.
Because I'm watching my weight, Dave.
Oh, so you're doing this while you're watching your weight? Okay. So a fire was set in a Bowling Green hotel room, and they were trying to figure out what happened. Turns out it was intentionally set. City firefighters found John Cagle, 57, of Orlando, Florida, unconscious outside of the room. Okay. He's being treated for smoke inhalation, so he didn't really think this all the way through. He regained consciousness, made some comments to firefighters, saying that he set the fire because he was mad at his girlfriend, who was not at the scene at the time. He gave further statements to police, saying that he had lit the fire. He said his girlfriend had left last week and sent him a message earlier that upset him, so he set a bag of her belongings on fire. She left in the room, so she wasn't actually there at the time, and the fire obviously spread a bit, and then he was in the room with her burning clothes and passed out.
Oh, he set her clothes on fire. Yeah. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
First-degree arson, first-degree criminal mischief, and 17 counts of first-degree wanton endangerment, so neat. Cool.
People who set others' clothes on fire are such losers.
Well, and especially in an enclosed hotel room. Like, what are you doing, man?
Dumb.
Yeah, go out onto the balcony. That's what they do here.
Yes, or just light them on fire, throw them in the dumpster, be done with it. Finally, the masturbating grandpa has been arrested. So that's good.
Oh my God.
77-year-old Florida man, 77, was charged Monday with indecent exposure after neighbors reported seeing him going to town on himself multiple times in public view, provided actually a video of him doing it.
Could you imagine taking that video?
No.
Like, I'm just doing this to get him arrested.
Facebook's going to be like, what are you doing?
Do you want to know what his name is?
What is it?
Lawrence Cox.
No, it's not.
Seen masturbating
in front
of
his name prophecy.
Yeah, this is my calling. This is where I was going to end up. He said that he could see Cox's junk before the front door was open about 4 inches. The victim believed that he was
6 inches.
Going to town on himself. He said that he had been seen rubbing himself numerous times before the incident when he decided, you know what, I've seen enough of Mr. Cox, and called the police after recording a video of it. And he said he confronted him. The deputy said that he spoke with the man's wife, who said that he wasn't home at the time. And he's like, I just saw him just pleasuring himself right there in the door. And it was numerous spots, too. It was inside the door. It was in the window. Like, this guy was just...
Stamina, man.
Yeah.
How are you 77 and you are still that hard up?
The blue pill? Is it blue?
Is that what's going on? Because I don't, man, I just, like, I'd hope at some point, like, you know, three times a day or whatever this guy.
I feel like you're already halfway there where you're sort of just like, eh, I mean, I guess it'll be fun, but not that fun. It's a lot of work.
It seems like, I mean, yeah, I don't want to.
Maybe he's just being casual about it. You know what I mean? Maybe he's just, like, kind of, like, tickling it, seems just like. Like,
no,
this
no,
kind
this,
of good and then this, moving
this,
around.
This seemed fairly aggressive.
Maybe he's just like into tantric.
Oh,
like,
just like prolong it, yeah.
Yuck. At 76 years old, honestly, I'm sorry.
77.
Sorry, yeah. I put that thought in our brains.
And finally, officers were informed that a man had broken into somebody's house and then decided, you know what, I'm going to watch some television. When the homeowners got home, they found Jay Knight, 34, laying on their couch watching TV. Knight had even put on clothing that he had found inside of the home. That's so much creepier than just robbing the place, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they found him, and he was attempting to leave the area, police say, when they got there. He was detained and admitted to kicking in the door. But kicked in the door, found some of their clothes, put on their clothes, and laid down on the couch and started watching TV.
The one time, Audrey, that burning clothes would be acceptable is after this.
Yes.
Yeah. Or
it's mandatory.
After Lawrence Cox was anywhere within a 6-foot radius of them. Probably burn those clothes as well.
And the couch.
Couch has got to go also.
And your phone that you took the video on.
Yeah, that's got to go also.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So my dog has to be on medication, but he won't just take the pill. So I usually put in a banana or a piece of bread or something. This dude has no idea that if it weren't for those bananas, he would have been toast like 2 years ago.
Message deleted.
That's a beautiful thing about, you know, being a dog parent or an actual parent. Like, you save your kids or your pets or whatever it is from countless death experiences, and they have no idea.
Not a clue.
I mean, honestly, if all of the things that I needed, vitamins, whatever, maybe all the things were healthy, if somebody would go to the trouble of hiding them in a ball of peanut butter for me, I would love that.
Or wrap it in some, like, prosciutto. I want my pill, like, prosciutto pills.
If I could just stand there and you could just throw me prosciutto pills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. College, I worked at a veterinarian office, and there was a dog that had to get all of their pills administered. From what he said, he would only eat it through peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
That dog got fat. Like, big fat.
Big fat.
Like, real chunky. We had other issues after that, obviously. Yeah. But I feel like if you were to feed me in anything peanut butter, I think I'd be okay with just being a little chunky peanut butter
man
ball.
When's the last time you guys just had, like, peanut butter? Like,
this morning?
Like a jar of peanut butter? Yeah.
This morning? I have peanut butter toast every morning.
Oh, man, it's so good. So my wife has this thing now when we're sitting there watching TV at night. She's got these, you know, those little, like the crisps things, you know what I'm talking about? They're like coming in a pack and they're all the circular.
Like saltines, but thinner?
No. Like they're kind of sweet. Like they have like the caramel ones. Like rice cakes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like a rice cake crisp thing.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's, they're like this big and just taking like a jar of peanut butter and just covering it. And you're just like, oh, this is so good.
Is it good,
so,
though?
It's so good.
Or do you
good?
Think
oh,
it's
yeah.
good? Because it's the only fun thing that you get to have when you're on your diet.
Okay. Well, maybe. It's not really that fun, but it's, you know.
But it's crunchy peanut
it's like
butter.
Like married fun. You know?
It's like, ooh. Eat it slower. I want to hear the crunch. No, those are actually pretty good, though.
Can we turn on the lights while I eat this peanut butter?
The red lights?
Please leave a message after the tone.
When I was in the fifth grade, I thought cow milk came out of a cow's, you know. And weirdly, that did not stop me from drinking it. Glad I found out cows are all chicks.
Message deleted.
So the thing with cow milk is that if you've ever seen like a cow's udder, the nipples look like ding-a-lings.
Yep.
And the fact that somebody along the way was like, hey, let's squeeze these, and then whatever comes out of it, let's drink it, and then let's also market this to make it seem like you're not going to have a hot girlfriend when you get older if you don't drink.
Oh, yeah, with the milk mustache. Oh, remember when all of that
the
marketing?
Got Milk?
Got Milk.
It was huge. It was everywhere.
And it was sexualized. It was sexualizing
it's like if you,
milk.
If you drink this milk, you're going to grow up to be an athlete, and the women are going to want you.
I drank so much milk.
What?
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I got fat because I was drinking whole milk, too.
Yeah.
Lots of farts. Lots of farts.
And now everyone's trying to milk Mahoney.
That's right. I'm not even lactating.
You're not?
I don't think so.
You have the look of somebody who's lactating. You have the lactating look.
What's that smell then?
I mean, if I could bottle it.
Yeah.
I'll make that smell. I'll start an OnlyFans.
Mahoney secretions bottled. I don't like that.
I don't know if the FDA is going to approve that.
It's the old spice cologne that didn't sell.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So imagine that you're headed into the sauna and, you know, you take all your clothes off, or at least the majority of your clothes, depending on how you prefer it. And you sit down, you're just enjoying your luxurious spa-like experience. And then you realize this isn't quite as luxurious when there's a whole bunch of strangers looking at me naked. A luxury hotel in South Korea is apologizing after guests discovered there was an issue with the mirrored walls that allowed outside observers to see into the women's sauna area. Guests complained online recently that they discovered the sauna was sometimes visible from the outside of the building. They say that they could see the sauna, the bathroom, and the showers through the windows.
Oh, no goodness.
Police say they are reviewing CCTV footage from outside the hotel to ensure no illicit photos or videos were taken of them. But man, what a violation, right? Like, you just feel...
I always feel like those two-sided, like the glass that like gets cloudy when you close the door or whatever, or and you can still see through it.
Man, did I ever tell you
like
about
if
that,
I'm taking a dump?
Did I ever tell you about the experience that I had? I was at Tao nightclub many years ago, and
as you do,
and they had the things where you'd go into the bathroom and there were the individual stalls, but that was like the whole bathroom, so it had like a little sink in each one, and then the bathroom, and you'd go in there and you'd lock the door and it would fog up. Some drunk chick goes in there. Misses the lock part of it.
No.
Sits down and just starts taking a slam.
No.
And everyone's like, oh my God, should we tell her? Like, we can't interrupt
Wendy.
You.
Wendy.
You don't interrupt in the middle of it, do you? You're not like,
God. It sounds like a Louis Armstrong concert in there.
Oh no.
See, the one I went to was at a strip club, so not quite as classy as Tao. And something similar, yes.
Yeah. So, Ian, you'll appreciate this story. Multiple cat stories today. An Oregon family saying that their rescue cat is a hero and saved their family from potentially dying. So the felines started sniffing at a fireplace and a valve in a way that struck the owner as unusual. So they contacted the Northwest Natural Gas Company, which is their gas company. They were told to shut everything off in the room, including their phones, and open all available windows and doors. An employee from the company arrived 20 minutes later, confirmed that there was, in fact, gas leaking from their fireplace. Could have easily killed the entire family. The rescue cat is the one that alerted them.
Or is the rescue cat the one who messed up?
Was trying to set the house
and made the mistake of, like many criminals do, returning to the scene of the crime
overplayed their hand. You keep looking at something. Why does he keep looking at that?
It's a rescue cat. You gave it a house. It wanted that house to itself. I know that.
And this guy whose name is Art Servey, you probably never heard of him before. He just passed away at 86 years old, but he's behind Bozo the Clown. So Bozo the Clown, unfortunately, is no longer with us. Was the talent coordinator at Channel 9 dance show Swingin' Time, but his biggest success playing Bozo the Clown is what he is known for. Hidden behind clown paint and a red bulbous nose, Art played the character that children found relatable and others found terrifying. They kept hounding me because I worked so well with kids. They kept telling me it would take 15 minutes, so I put the suit on, cut a tape, and forgot about it, he once said. But Bozo the Clown lived on in infamy, so
listen,
thanks for
I'm
the nightmares.
I'm not saying that I ever am excited for death of a person.
But Bozo the Clown?
Dude.
Oh, boy.
See you never. I mean, seriously, straight-up nightmares. I'm glad that the character of Bozo can no longer haunt me anymore.
Is there any brands that have introduced a clown in recent years? I mean, because Ronald McDonald, obviously a clown, but McDonald's has totally done away with Ronald McDonald.
I haven't seen Ronald McDonald in a long, long time.
They even removed all the statues and stuff because they had the creepy thing that you'd sit next to on the bench and take pictures with.
The arm
and whatever.
We always did terrible things to him whenever he was sitting on the bench. We were teenagers.
Did you know that? Ian, stop teabagging Ronald McDonald, please.
Willard Scott was one of the very first Ronald McDonald's on the TV ads.
Really?
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott,
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott, yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't remember. I can't can't think of anybody who's using a clown right now as a mascot.
I think the closest may be Chuck E. Cheese, but obviously it's a rat.
It's a giant rat.
It's not a clown rat.
No, but he's kind of got the garb. You know, he's got the big shoes, the weird pants, the vest. Why is it always a
Should
vest?
Should we introduce a clown mascot for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show?
No, that'd be Bozo great. Finally died.
I'm scared of clowns.
Let it die with him.
Like, I mean, if it's a clown with, like, a hatchet in the woods, but I'm also would be scared of a French maid with a hatchet in the woods, you know?
Okay, so what's scarier, clowns or birds to you, Audrey?
Clowns.
Clowns?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read you a story here, and you tell me if you stick with that. There was a fight between a man and a woman. This is over in the UK. And she bit off part of his tongue. Don't know exactly how that happened, but she bit off a...
The guy from... Slap Chop? Is this Vince from Slap Chop?
If you're not familiar, that's worth a Google. The Slap Chop guy and the hooker biting off part of his face, because that happened. But they got into some fight, and she savagely bit off a piece of his tongue with her teeth and spit it out. And that's when a large seagull swooped down and ate it and
Seagulls
flew off.
Seagulls will eat literally anything.
I told you about the time that I saw a seagull eating a seagull, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the beach.
You ever seen a pelican eat a seagull?
No.
Dude, pelicans, like, when people were like, when they were talking about, you know, when the Pelicans became a new team in the NBA, they're like, oh, what a dumb name. And then you were like, if you've never, like, had an experience with a pelican will wreck some stuff.
Pelicans don't eat anything. They have little dumpsters on their heads, and those eat anything.
Anything.
Yeah, just scoop it on.
That's right.
You ever seen a pack of pelicans dive bomb in the water?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. So maybe I'm changing my. I'm changing my answer.
Anytime
from Bozo
I'm on a cruise,
to,
there's always a bunch of pelicans.
When we went on that RV trip, one of the stops was in Malibu, and there for whatever reason there was a pack of pelicans right by the pier in Malibu,
and they were all
penetrating the water. But anyway, I took a bunch of videos of it, and I'll show you. It's terrifying. I mean, these pelicans just because they dive bomb the water, and then they just fill up their little face dumpsters with whatever they get in there
face
and just
dumpsters.
Eat it. Yeah.
Gross.
And they eat other birds too.
Yeah.
They do.
It's messed up, man.
Pelicans don't play?
Yeah, and they're not picky. They're not picky pelicans.
Nope.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So shows are opening back up here in Las Vegas, and Absinthe is going to return as well. I mean, we've kind of had a couple of false starts on this one, but March 17th is the date that's being reported on that. And Atomic Liquors. Downtown, finally back open. Ian, is that one of your watering holes? Do you like it?
I was actually just over there over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were one of the first people back through the door.
I love Atomic.
It's been closed since November, but they reopened their patio on Friday. Quote, we really pride ourselves in hospitality, being able to go above and beyond for our customers, said the director of operations, Katie Cruz. It's been very challenging. All we want to do is serve people some great food and drinks, and it's been really nice to reopen and do that again.
I thought you were going to say the Atomic Saloon show over at the, the Forum Shops, the... Venetian Palazzo, yeah, which that is one of my new favorite shows.
That's also from the same group.
It's Absinthe.
Yeah, that did Absinthe.
If you love Absinthe, you will love that show, but there's no word, I don't think, on when that's going to reopen.
Not just yet. But the cases, I don't know if you've been tracking them, but they have been going down. So yesterday, we don't have new numbers yet for today, but as of yesterday, only 267 new cases being reported in the entire state, according to the Nevada Independent. So. It's, definitely moving in the right direction. They're saying almost 600,000 people have been given a vaccine in the state. And when you think, there's 3.5 million people that are here, that's one in every six people, one in every five people that have gotten it at this point almost.
Taking my grandparents today to get their second shot.
That is very exciting. And
that is exciting.
The fact that the cases have, back in, not that long ago, back in January, we were looking at thousands of cases every single day, and now we're talking about, a couple of hundred. That's just, it's moving in the right direction.
Gotta be careful.
Stuff reopening. Don't want to get too casual about it or get complacent or anything like that. Like, we're at the end of the race. Let's finish it. But
cases are going back up in Germany, and Germany's, when you think about countries that are, like similar infrastructures to the United States, things of that nature. So it's like, yes, let's just continue the vaccine, the rollout. But the social distancing, the masks, and just, the washing of the hands and the ass.
Do you feel like there's some people that are not looking forward to this being over? Like, they've sort of gotten used to the
they don't want to go back to work.
Quarantine life. They've been working at home. They like it now. They're like, I don't really want this to be done.
All y'all go on an island somewhere. I'm tired.
Yeah. Ready for it to be done?
Yeah.
I'm
ready for things to be open and get back to a normal way of life again.
Cricket just said my dad had his second shot, and he looks so much healthier.
Hell
it's great to hear. Yeah.
Love that.
Ellie said 2/3 of the people in my house are fully vaccinated now. Got to get the hubby shot up. Yep. Ah, Bobby, who's watching along in San Diego this morning, said, told my sister when they open up T-Mobile Arena, we're going to go to a Golden Knights game. That'd be awesome. Maybe come to town and enjoy a Golden Knights game. I think it's going to be a little while until sports are happening where there's a lot of people allowed in the arena. But man, I'm just ready for it.
I'm ready. Ready for all of it. But we got to keep it going, man. I mean, there was talks that like you could see herd immunity by May if things continue to go the way that they are, and that would be amazing, you know, because it does, you know, even though it's a year is not that long in the grand scheme of things, but this last year has felt like a decade. It really has. Yeah.
I mean, think about how long ago the Super Bowl in Miami felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a year ago.
A year.
I think a lot of people, though, are starting to get back out into Las Vegas. Everywhere, I went to a couple places over the weekend, and there were lines, crazy lines. I felt like everywhere in town was Disney.
Yeah, I mean, but Boz said Vegas is going to go nuts when things open up, and I would concur that it is going to be jammed. So
it already is.
Yeah, I mean, like get vaccinated and hopefully you know,
start
continue to be safe, and then yeah,
like now.
And that's a great thing for the city, you know.
Yeah,
if everyone can simultaneously all get back to work and, you know, all the shows can open back up and everything else, man, I'm ready for it. But it's, you know, just a couple of weeks away when three major properties that are owned by MGM are going to reopen and start to offer 24/7 operations again. It's just a big deal.
Do we know when Resorts World's supposed to open? Because I know they've been doing hiring.
September, I think.
Oh, that's that long away?
Yeah, yeah. What?
That feels like that's like 10 years, man.
It's not that long, man. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on this Monday. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back with you bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a good
way
one.
Out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.